my computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And if your computer's on the internet, it probably is devouring things of that nature as well. That's what we're here for every Saturday. And of course, if you want to stay in touch with us during the week, we have a free weekly newsletter we send out with a tip of the week and my weekly newspaper column, any recalls, any virus alerts, warnings, some did you know stuff. It's pretty good. It tastes like chicken.
It does taste like chicken.
Yeah. And it's free. You can sign up for it at our website, datadoctors.com. And click on the newsletter section and follow the instructions. Or for you RSS fans, and we'll explain what that is in a future show. You RSS fans, get ready. We're going to have an RSS version of our newsletter available here shortly.
By the way, if you have an email address that you'd like to update, meaning change, you can do that yourself. You go to the same place where you subscribed, and you can change your address. You can remove yourself. You can add yourself. You can do all those things there yourself. You don't have to email us saying, hey, can you change my address for me, please?
Well, but if you can't figure it out, then just email us and we'll change it for you.
Self-service is such a beautiful thing.
It is, when it works.
It does work.
Yeah. Should we talk to Brent?
Brent, where's Brent at?
Brent, before we
He's
have to
hiding
go.
Hiding from us. He's right there.
Before we have to go goodbye. Brent, welcome to the computer corner. Brent? Brent. Hello?
I'm not Brent.
Oh! Well, I'd rather talk to you than Brent anyway.
Well, thank you.
What do you go by?
My name is Carmen.
Okay, Brent, what's your question?
Where in the Brent is Carmen San Diego?
Yeah. What's ailing you?
Well, I got an invoice from a template, and I'm trying to make them number consecutively.
What?
Okay, let me see if I can fill in some blanks, because I think I know what you're talking about, but you're using Microsoft Excel.
That's correct.
Yes.
And it's got a template wizard built into it that has an invoice.
Yes.
You're psychotic.
And it has a little cool invoice thing that you can use, and you're trying to figure out the invoice number that's in the upper right-hand corner. How do I make that each time be the next sequential number?
Exactly.
Good gosh, how did you do that?
Now, I wish I knew what the answer was. The question that I got down.
Well, in order for that to work, there has to be a secondary, now, I don't want to get too technical, but it has to be some kind of database
that it works off of.
And see, Excel can be a database, but it's only a database within itself, and we're getting into some really sophisticated stuff.
Right.
If you really want to be able to do that well and really be able to keep a good set of books, QuickBooks. Mm-hmm.
QuickBooks.
It's quick, and it's made of books.
Okay.
That, or go get the old Dead Tree edition of the invoice, you know, the handwritten ones.
Uh-huh.
Three-part form?
Those are the two paths I would take.
If you don't
do that many of them, then maybe QuickBooks isn't for you. But, I mean, the cool thing about QuickBooks is it's also your checkbook, and it's also your receivables and payables and all that stuff that you may or may not need now.
Right.
But you know your business is going to grow, Brent. Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Aren't you going to think big?
Yes, we're trying to think big.
Well, you can also download a trial version if you go to QuickBooks.com.
Okay.
You know, because it's got all the tax tables, and it's really pretty cool.
And by the way, Brent, you didn't know this, but your problem was actually about how to get a virus off your system.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gosh, yeah. I'm glad I called.
We're clearly in parallel universes today, and whoever's universe Mike Hall is in, we're going to try to join her after the show. But does that help you, give you some idea of what to do?
Yes,
Yeah, I mean, you can go in there and start messing around with that. I mean, you spend a lot of time, and you know what? There are forums. There's lots of places on the internet where you may actually be able to find that exact precise answer. Some guy in England that has nothing to do probably posted a website that said, if you ever want to change it, here's how you do it.
Okay.
Do you know how to use Google?
Slightly, yes.
So you can, like, almost put the question, you can start with that, you know, just almost type the question in there and see what happens, and then maybe start to pare down the whole question, you know, if it's like 15 words.
How do you almost type the question?
You can leave out the punctuation and the...
To quote someone, you're either pregnant or you're not.
Right.
You're not almost pregnant.
Wow.
Check out the newsletter. There's some great tips on how to utilize your
Google
search engine much better.
Brent,
okay.
Brent, I didn't know you were pregnant.
I'm not.
Oh.
Good luck with that, Brent.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Yeah, if anybody's out there and they're trying to kind of, we call it jicky-jacking, their books with Excel or whatever, I don't want to spend the money. You know, QuickBooks is not that expensive.
No.
And all of the things that go along with that invoice that Excel can't do, you know, once you create the invoice, great, now you got this piece of paper.
Since we teased Brent, should we actually go to Brent and squeeze him in as quickly as we possibly can?
Carmen on line four with a QuickBooks question, I think.
Actually, this is Brent.
Oh, Brent! It's our long-lost Brent.
You can call me Carmen if you want.
All right, Carmen, what you got?
I bought a laptop.
Yes?
And it was working just fine, and then all of a sudden I get this weird thing where I can't even type in. Apparently I have a virus. I can't even type in a web page or anything. I can't go to any websites. The only way I can pull a site up is if I go to my Cox homepage and do a search on it, and then maybe hopefully I can pull the site up that way.
What happens when you type in a www address?
It just gives me some blue screen that has like all these ads and stuff on it.
Ah, you've been hijacked. You don't have a virus. Like you've been hijacked.
That's not good.
How long have you been listening to our radio show? Like 12 minutes?
Today is the first day, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Well, like, wow, help.
If you visit our website, datadoctors.com, you'll see a big yellow section, a big yellow ribbon up there for our tested and approved recommended software.
Uh-huh.
Click on that and look for the section for spyware and adware.
Okay.
You need to download both SpyBot.
I was told about that, and I tried to find it, but every time I tried to type in the password, it just wouldn't pull it up.
Yeah. So if you can get to that point, you want to download both SpyBot and AdAware and install them, update them, and run them. It's going to take you a while, but it'll go find these guys, these critters that have infiltrated your machine, and get them out of here.
Free of charge?
Yes.
Cool.
Free of charge.
Awesome. I'm going to be a lifetime listener now.
All right, Brent, or Carmen, or whoever you are.
Carmen or Brent, either one.
You're not pregnant either, are you?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep it all clear.
Good luck with that.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Anybody else out there, if you haven't gone through this, datadoctors.com, whether it's spam, viruses, all that stuff, all of our recommendations, the stuff that we say over and over again on this show, check it out. It's right there. If you just click on that yellow ribbon that says Data Doctors Tested and Approved.
Upper left-hand corner. You cannot miss it. Well,
No, you can. You can miss it because we've had people say, I can't find the big yellow ribbon. Ruh-roh. Chad, you did a yeoman's job on your first fully produced radio show.
Thank you.
Other than the fact that you forgot to print this stuff out for yourself.
And this is true. Yeah.
You know, preparation meets... No. No. Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Good luck.
When you can snatch the stone from my hand.
Grasshopper. Trevor, Frank, anyone else that's on hold, hang tight. We'll get you after the show. We want to thank everybody that participated, especially in the contribution to the broadbands that we were trying to uncover.
Thanks to Mike Hell for answering the phones, Russ Bliss for error-free technical direction.
Of course. And all of you listening, stay tuned for Dr. Art Mullen. And as usual, it's the Data Doctors reminding you,
if it ain't broke,
do not fix it.
And actually, Clark Howard up next.